सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति। ॐ समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयम् नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। ॐ पार्थाय प्रतिबोधितां भगवता नारायणेन स्वयं व्यासेन ग्रथितां पुराणमुनिना मध्ये महाभारतम् अद्वैतामृतवर्षिणीं भगवतीं अष्टादशाध्यायिनीं अम्ब त्वामनुसन्ददामि भगवती ते भवद्वेषिणी। यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं सामगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यान्तं न विदुत्सुरासुरगणाः। देवाय तस्मै नमः देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्रीगणेशाय नमः ॐ श्रीसरस्वत्यै नमः ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम, वेलकम बैक आफ्टर अ लॉन्ग गैप ऑफ 3 months।
Yes.
आई थिंक ऑल ऑफ अस इंक्लूडिंग आई हैव फॉरगॉटन वेयर वी वर, बट आई ट्राई टू जस्ट रिव्यू व्हाट द फोर्थ चैप्टर वी हैव डन अप टू श्लोका नंबर 26 इन द फोर्थ चैप्टर, एंड आई जस्ट समराइज ब्रीफली the message of the first 26 verses and then we'll start number 27. So Bhagwan Shri Krishna starts this chapter by saying that this knowledge, Vivasvate Yogam, Proktavan Aham Avyayam, Imam, this yoga, I gave it to the Lord's son, and then Lord's son gave to his son Manu, and Manu gave to Ikshvaku, and that's how the Guru Shishya Parampara Bhagwan mentions. But then Arjuna asks that you were just born, I think they said Bhagavad Gita was taught when Bhagwan was around 70 years old. His total life was 125 years that he was on this earth. And so he said, you were born recently. Arjun also, they grew up together. So he said, how could you have taught this knowledge to Bhagwan's son long, long time ago? So Bhagwan says, Bahuni me vyatitani janmani tavacha Arjuna, tanyaham veda sarvani natam veta parantapa. He says, you and I both have had multiple births, but I remember them all because Bhagwan manifests, through all the dashavatar repeatedly. So he says, I have appeared many times. I remember them all. You don't remember your births. And then Bhagwan says, why do I appear? Yada yada hi dharmasya. Everybody knows that famous verse. When dharma is on the decline and adharma is increasing, I manifest. टू री एस्टैब्लिश द राइट धर्म परित्राणाय साधुनाम विनाशाय च दुष्कृताम धर्म संस्थापनार्थाय संभवामी युगे युगे. ही सेज आई कम इन एवरी एज व्हेन एवर आई एम नीडेड टू प्रोटेक्ट धर्म एंड टू प्रोटेक्ट द गुड पीपल. द गुड पीपल नीड प्रोटेक्शन एंड भगवान कम्स. कुड बी गुड पीपल और कुड बी राइट आइडियाज. वेन द रॉन्ग आइडियाज आर स्प्रेडिंग देन ऑल्सो भगवान कम्स टू री एस्टैब्लिश भगवद गीता एंड देन ही केम इन डिफरेंट फॉर्म्स एज शंकराचार्य जी टू एस्टैब्लिश वेदांतिक नॉलेज एज पूज्य गुरुदेव स्वामी चिन्मयानंदा टू ब्रिंग दिस नॉलेज बैक टू द यंग यू नो टू द मॉडर्न एज इन 1950. एंड सो भगवान सेज आई अपीयर रिपीटेडली एंड वेन एवर आई एम रिक्वायर्ड. एंड देन भगवान ब्रीफली मेंशंस द फोर कास्ट्स द ब्राह्मण क्षत्रियस वैश्यस एंड शूद्रस एंड ही सेज दे आर नॉट बेस्ड ऑन बर्थ बट ऑन गुण कर्म विभाग यो ऑन द क्वालिटीज एंड द कर्मस एंड दीज फोर ग्रुप्स आर एवरीवेयर इन द वर्ल्ड. यू नो एवरीवेयर इन द वर्ल्ड वी हैव थिंकर्स वी हैव टीचर्स प्रोफेसर साइंटिस्ट देन वी हैव लीडर्स पॉलिटिशियंस यू नो बिग बिग मेंबर्स ऑफ द गवर्नमेंट दैट इज द क्षत्रियस देन वी हैव वैश्यस द बिजनेस पीपल विच आर देयर एवरी पार्ट ऑफ द वर्ल्ड. देयर आर पीपल बिजनेस पीपल फार्मर्स एंड देन फोर्थ आर द वर्कर्स यू नो दोज हु वर्क पीपल आर लाइक द सेक्रेटरीज इन द ऑफिस पीपल हु यू नो जैनिटर्स और पीपल हु वर्क इन फैक्ट्रीज इन अदर ऑफिस. सो ऑल दीज फोर ग्रुप्स आर देयर एवरीवेयर बट अनफॉर्चुनेटली इन इंडिया इट बिकेम अ पार्ट ऑफ द बर्थ यू नो दैट आई एम अ ब्राह्मण और क्षत्रिय बाय बर्थ. Whether I have the qualities of Brahmin or not, or a Kshatriya, I may be, you know, my inclination may be business, but if I'm born in a Brahmin family, I'm forced to, you know, chant mantras, even though I don't enjoy that. So it says guna karma, based on the qualities and based on the karmas, the castes were decided. Then it says, then Bhagwan goes to the main topic of the fourth chapter, which is yagnas. Yagnas traditionally means offering in. If you can close the door fully, little bit, please. So yagnas traditionally means offering in the fire, that we light a fire, and Panditji chants the mantras, and he offers. Offering in the fire, and there is a yajman who is conducting it. But Bhagwan in this fourth chapter gives a new meaning to the word yagna, which Puja Gurudev Swami Chinmayananda expands further. He says, yagna is where the community gets together and work for a higher cause, sinking their individual differences. That is yagna. Like in the olden days, they would do yagna where in the village square they would have the fire and people would come. Somebody would bring grain, somebody milk, somebody ghee, you know, somebody would clean the place and food and all that. And that yagna was done not for an individual family, but for the benefit of the entire village or for if there is no rain, for rain. So similarly, any community-oriented project, like say building this Chinmaya Mission or a hospital or a nursing home, orphanage, when people get together and each one contributes, either physically, financially, in whatever way they can, work-wise, when the project is done where I and me and my are no longer there, idea is the goal, and that is the benefit of society, then that becomes a yagna. And that is what the fourth chapter Bhagwan talks about, various yagnas. The first one is Brahmarpanam Brahma Havihi, Brahmagnau Brahmanahutam, Brahmaivatena Gantavyam, Brahma Karma Samadhina. So the first yagna, you know, all the Swamijis, before they have lunch, they chant that mantra. We should also do that before we eat. where he compares it to a yagna, like in the fire, the offering is Brahman, the yajman is Brahman, the priest chanting is Brahman, everything is God, the havan, kunda, everything is Brahman. So same way, when I'm eating, my body is the havan kund, where I offer food, and the food is God, Brahman, the digestive fire within that is digesting the food is Brahman, this body is Brahman. The one who has prepared the food, he or she is God, is Brahman, and the one who has grown the food. So Brahmarpanam, so when I'm eating food, I'm offering it to Lord within, and Brahmaivatena Gantavyam, and with this food, may my body be strong to reach the highest. And then the last 3 months ago, we started about sense control. And Bhagwan says senses means the sense organs and the five organs of action should all be controlled. And with that control, my mind should go higher. So today in shloka number 27, Bhagwan will expand a little bit on that. So chapter 4, shloka number 27, where these different yajnas are given throughout the fourth chapter, Bhagwan gives us various yajnas. Why does he give various yajnas? I'll explain before we start the next shloka. So, numbers 27, please repeat after me. Sarvanindriya
Karmani. Kriyakarmani
Pranakarmani Chapare
Pranakarmani Chapare
Atmasamyamayogagnau
Samyamayogagno
Juhvati Jnanadipite.
Juhvati Jnanadipite
Together.
Sarvani
Sarvanindriyakarmani Pranakarmani Chapare Atmasamyamayogagnau Juhvati Jnanadipite. You can borrow my book, I have. So Bhagwan is saying Sarvani Indriya Karmani. Sarvani means all. Indriya Karmani, activities of the Indriyas. What are the Indriyas? We'll talk about that. The 10 Indriyas and Prana Karmani and the activity of the Pranas. Cha means and. So he's continuing from the previous shloka and activities of the 10 Indriyas and the Pranas. Apare means other people. So previous shloka, he had talked about people who do this Brahmarpanam, who are doing the control. And now others, they control not only the senses and the organs of action, but also the pranas. And how do they do that? Atma Samyama Yogagnau, in the fire of self-control. Remember, we said yajna is offering in the fire. So here, they offer in the fire of self-control. What do we mean by that? We'll cover that. Juhvati Jnanadipite, with the light of knowledge. They offer with the light of knowledge to the fire of self-control. So he is continuing from the previous shloka where he says now there are 10 Indriyas, 5 Jnana Indriyas and 5 Karma Indriyas. So the 5 organs, sense organs, are the eyes, ears, nose, skin, and tongue. 5 sense organs, we hear, smell, taste, touch, eat, all that. So with the 5 sense organs. And the 5 organs of action are the hands, feet, speech, excretory organ, and reproductive organ. So 5 organs of action. And the 5 pranas are prana, apana, vyana, samana, udana. That we will do later on in 29th in detail. But the 5 pranas, so Prana is the intake. So intake of breath, intake of food. Apana is the excretion, either be excretion of breath or excretion of unwanted material, apana. Then vyana, vyana is the circulatory system. So when we eat the food is digested and circulated. And who digests the food? Samana. So the samana digests the food, the vyana circulates. And udana is the fifth one. And there are various functions of udana. Actually, it's a very powerful prana out of the five. Udana, first of all, takes the mind to the higher knowledge. Gurudev in his commentary says the udana takes our mind to the higher knowledge. And also udana has a very important role at the time of death. At the time of death, my subtle body is forcefully expelled from the gross body that needs a lot of energy. And the subtle body is then carried to higher and lower worlds based on my karmas. So at the time of death, udana comes into play. Not only that, but udana also works when there is other forceful excretion, like I'm sneezing, vomiting, you know, whenever any forceful excretion happens, udana plays a small role, but its main role is to carry the subtle body. So these 10 pranas, I mean, 5 pranas and the sense organs, organs of action, they are controlled. And how are they controlled? So there is a text called Drig Drishya Vivek. I think you are following on the board. Those who are on Zoom, it is there on your WhatsApp. So on the Bhagavad Gita WhatsApp. So you can follow that. There's a text called Drig Drishya Vivek by Bhagavan Shankaracharya Ji, where he talks about the seer and the seen. So there are two pairs, multiple pairs. Eyes are the seer, objects are seen. So with my eyes, I see everything, you know, the whole world I see with my eyes. And the whole world I see with my eyes. And, you know, I see yellow, red, blue, but my eyes don't become yellow or red or blue when I see yellow, red or blue. My eyes remain the same, are not affected by the objects. I see the green tree, I see the, you know, dry grass, but my eyes register everything. So eyes are the seer, objects are seen. Then eyes are known to the mind. Like my mind knows, okay, my eyes are clear, I can see clearly. Or if as I get older, my vision declines, then my mind knows, okay, the vision is going down. I need glasses or I need, you know, cataract surgery. The mind knows the condition of the eyes, but the mind is not affected directly by what is happening. Just as the eyes know everything outside, the eyes become the seer, objects are seen. So the mind becomes the seer and the eyes are seen. So the condition of eyes is known to the mind. And the mind, not only the eyes, but all the 5 organs, the hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, seeing, so all those sense of organs are controlled by the mind. So the mind is superior and the eyes, ears, nose are seen. So mind is the seer. And who knows the mind? So who knows the mind? Om, or the consciousness, or the Atma, the self within. I, that Bhagwan, you can say Bhagwan within the consciousness, within, knows the condition of all. Knows the condition of my senses, knows the condition of my hands, feet, speech, whatever I am doing, whatever I am seeing, whatever my pranas are doing, my breath, intake, output. So how do we control it? How do we control the activity? How do we not overindulge in seeing too much or eating too much or just wasting time on the internet or talking, gossiping, or unnecessarily activity? So the activity of the senses is controlled by the mind. And then the mind also runs here and there, you know, sometime here, sometime there, sometime happy, sometime unhappy. So who controls? The Lord within, which we call as Om. So So the idea is that with my higher knowledge, I should control my mind, let it not go here and there. Keep the mind centered on the Lord as we, you know, we practice today. Every day on Sunday, we have meditation from 10:20 to 10:50. So those who would like to come earlier can, we have guided meditation every Sunday, 10:20 to 10:50. And then Bhagavad Gita class starts at 11. So how to control the mind and direct it inward, that we practice in meditation. And the idea is that the higher can should always control the lower. Let not the mind become the boss, but let me, with the right knowledge, become the boss of my mind, become the boss of my senses. So how do we control? So there is, in the, you can see in the top line, ego, and then there is self. So ego is this little, can I have my pointer? Sorry, I forgot that. Should be in there, little black pointer in the top drawer. So the ego is the individual perceiver, feeler, thinker. And the self is the consciousness. So most of us live at the level of the ego. I, me, and my, that's all. I think it's in the top. Otherwise, it's okay. I can just point. It's all right. So I, the individual, I think I am the body, mind, intellect. And that is, and I think with the body, I perceive the objects. With the mind, I feel the emotions. With the intellect, I think the thoughts. So this perceiver, feeler, thinker, PFT, is the ego. This limited I. So what do I think? I am this body, mind, intellect. That is all our understanding from childhood. I am this body. I am this ego. I am this individual. And I have to take care of me, myself, and I. You know, that's how we live our life. At the most, family. So when I understand that I am Om, that is my true nature, Om or consciousness above, that is who I really am, then I live my life divine. That's why all these great Mahatma, Swami, Chinmayananda, and all of them knew that they are that consciousness. Once I know that and abide in that truth, then my life becomes divine, because I am the divinity, I am the God who presents within. So I am that consciousness. I am that truth. Oh, but I am appearing in this body. So we never forget that. Yes, I have this body to do my activities. But in reality, I always am aware of God's presence within as consciousness. And that is my true nature. And that is what... Either I can work as ego or I can work as self. So as ego, then I only think of I, me, and my. But when I know I am that divinity, then my whole life, I see everybody as God. If I see myself as divine, everybody is divine. God is in every one of us. You know, Bhagavan says in the Gita, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hriddesher Junatishthati Brahmayan Sarva Bhutani Yantra Rudhani Maya. He says, Ishvara, the Lord, is in the heart of all. And He is the one regulating. He is the one controlling. He is the one making us move. So Ishvara is the controller. Ishvara is the... So God is in every one of us. So I see oneness. Because if I am God and you are God and everybody is God, then there cannot be no difference between Hindus and Muslims and high and low and Brahman and Kshatriya, they are all that one divinity. So with the jnana, with the right knowledge, jnana deepti, with the right knowledge, when I understand, when the scriptures tell me that you are also divine, everybody is divine, then with that right knowledge, I then live with the right understanding. And when that knowledge comes, then I realize that I have to live a life of self-control. I cannot just speak what I want, hear what I want, eat what I want. Live a life of self-control. Control my senses, control my speech, not talk excessively. Bhagavan says in the Bhagavad Gita, speech should be pleasing, should be kind, should be limited. not talking too much, not talking unnecessarily, not using harsh language. Whenever I'm hurting somebody, I can hurt them physically or with my speech. Physical pain may go away, but the pain of speech, somebody has said something bad, will stay for years sometimes. So controlling my speech and controlling my sense organs and organs of action through Viveka. So with this understanding, then I get develop Viveka. That's why there is the text called Vivek Chudamani, where Bhagwan Shankaracharya tells us that Viveka is discrimination between right and wrong, between good and bad, between what I should do, what I should not do, what is temporary, what is permanent. Whatever we see in the world is temporary, is changing. My body is today is the same, is not the same as it was 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Body is changing, my mind is changing. The objects in the world are changing. This building was not there before 2006. There was empty land. Then we made the building, and the building now, in almost 20 years, again needs repair, maintenance. So everything is changing. Rivers are changing, mountains are changing, trees are changing. So everything is changing, but that one changeless factor, you can call it Bhagwan, you can call it Jesus, Father in heaven, Allah, Bhagwan, Sri Krishna, Sri Rama, that one Bhagwan, that one consciousness that is unchanging, my mind, that is Viveka. What is changing and what is not changing? What should I remember? What should I not remember? What I should do? What I should not do? So the scriptures are eternal. That's why our dharma is called Sanatan Dharma. Sanatan Dharma means it is beyond time. So there was, other scriptures, they have prophets. Some prophet came, Muhammad came, Jesus came at a certain particular time. But Hinduism, there is no one prophet, what we call as Sanatan Dharma. It is always there, and different rishis and different masters over thousands of years. We have so many Upanishads, some of them are lost. And Ved Vyas Ji came a few thousand years ago and he organized that. But the knowledge was there before. So this dharma is called Sanatan Dharma. And we should be proud of that we belong to this faith which is eternal, which gives people freedom to choose. It's not that thou shalt do it or thou shalt go to hell. They give us freedom. Okay, there are so many gods, you can choose the gods. So many, actions you can choose. Of course, there are the law of karma is there. If we do good actions, we will get good results. If we do bad actions, we will do bad, get bad results. So that viveka, that discrimination comes with the right understanding. And so staying with that, in some modern scholars call it staying in the now, or staying as a witness. They say be a witness, be a sakshi in meditation. We also practice that. So when I am staying in the now, not in the past or not in the future, I am in contact with God, because God is always in the now. It's not that in the past he was not there and he appeared. He was always there. And in the future, God is always there. So God is constantly with me. That is my true nature. And clear understanding and practice of that is this knowledge. And that's why he says, Atma Samyama Yoga. Now with the fire of self-control. So my sense organs, my organs of action, and my pranas, I should control, and with the right knowledge. So all my actions, when I get this right knowledge from the scriptures and from the gurus, then my actions are pure. So that is shloka number 27. Now we'll do shloka number 28, where Bhagwan is giving us a variety of yajnas, variety of activities, and we can pick. So yeah, 28. Dravya
yajnastapo.
If you have your phone, you can find it on the phone. Chapter 4, number 28. Dravya Bhagavad Gita. Dravya yajnastapo. योगयज्ञास्तथा परे स्वाध्यायज्ञानयज्ञाश्च यतयः संशितवृताः टुगेदर द्रव्ययज्ञास्तपोयज्ञाः योगयज्ञास्तथा परे स्वाध्यायज्ञानयज्ञाश्च यतयः संशितवृताः। तो डिफरेंट यज्ञास भगवान इज गिविंग अस, वन इज कॉल्ड द्रव्य यज्ञ। द्रव्य मीन्स ऑब्जेक्ट्स, तो द्रव्य वेर भगवान यूजेस ही मीन्स वेल्थ, सो एक्यूमुलेशन ऑफ वेल्थ दैट इज ऑल्सो यज्ञ, हाउ टू हैंडल द वेल्थ। देन तपो यज्ञ, हाउ टू डू तपस ऑस्टेरिटी। योग यज्ञ, योग मीन्स यूनाइट, हाउ टू यूनाइट माई माइंड विद द हायर। तथा, तथा मीन्स एंड, अपरे सो different, some people do sense organs, organs of action. Here Bhagwan says there are other yajnas that you can do, wealth, tapaha, austerity, yoga, swadhyaya, study, study of the scriptures, and with the study of the scriptures, jnana yajna, how to get this knowledge. And so these are various yajnas, and who practice it? Yata yaha samshitavritaha. Yataya means seekers who are sincere, putting the effort. Samshitavritaha means of firm vows. So what Bhagwan is saying that when I am carrying out this yajna, when I am living my life, I should not be what they call a pajama personality. You know, theek hai, ho gaya to hua, nahi hua to nahi hua, doesn't matter, no. Once I have decided my goal of life is to make my life better and make the world around me better, then I should be firm in that understanding that this is my purpose in this life, is to make the world a better place than when I came. And I should myself grow spiritually to the highest knowledge, to the truth, to God. And that is the purpose of life. The purpose of life is not only khana peena, you know, that you need, taking care of family, children. But that should not be only my goal. My main goal of life is to realize God or know God. Of course, I have to maintain my family, my job and all that. But most people think that is all the purpose. I got up, I grew up, I got married, I had children, children became old, grew up and left, I became old and I died. That is, even animals do that. Birds also do that. How, what is the difference between a human and an animal? Is that I can reach God. I can know God. And that is the main purpose. So, yataya samshritaha means those who have put the right effort. So, let us see the various yajnas. Why is Bhagwan giving us? It's like when your child goes to college, he or she goes to college. Now they have 20, 30, 40, you know, subjects they can pick. Of course, they can have science or engineering, or but within that also they have so many. Among engineering, so many computers. Among science, they have, you know, they can study botany, zoology, medicine. They can pick a major. Pick one major and other subjects. You know, we tell them, okay, some kids never decide, you know, what is my major? I don't know. And they keep on going year after year. And they have, but most of us tell our children, look, you need to pick a major. So same way Bhagwan says, pick a major. Out of all these yajnas, which one appeals to you most? Make that your important. So, but all of these yajnas should take you to the higher. That is the idea. So drava yajna means wealth. So wealth to earn is good. But more important is what do I do with the wealth? Of course, I need wealth to take care of my family and all. But I read somewhere that a rich person is not who has more money. Rich person is one who gives away more money. If you give, that is wealth. You know, when you share. And when you do actions and share wealth for the service of God, for the service of society, go to a good organization or help some individual who needs help, a child who is studying, then Bhagwan, who is has infinite wealth, he not only gives you more than what you gave others, but you also get the spiritual benefit. So that's why they say charity is very important. And you can have various ways. I was listening that, if you go to pilgrimage places, there are a lot of sadhu mahatmas who are living there and who need food, and they are there for the service of mankind. They are studying, they are meditating. And because of their presence, we are all blessed. So maybe there is some, this place where they get food, so donate there or some hospital or some dispensary, or even in the city, hospitals, dispensaries, orphanages, they all need our help. Even the Chinmaya Mission, we survive on donations. So wherever I can do charity to a good cause, that is called Dravya Yajna. It's not only accumulating wealth, but how I can share whatever I have extra, I should share it. And what is the motive of charity? So they say there can be three motives. One is for my name. I'm giving, but make sure my name is there in the newspaper, in the TV. It's okay to have the name, but that should not be the main purpose. Or my name should be on all the blankets. I'm distributing 500 blankets. Make sure. The purpose is to serve the humanity, not for my name and fame. Sometimes it's okay that somebody does and other person follows, which is okay too. But the main purpose of donation is not my name and fame. Second motive, people do these yajnas or charities to good work, so I should go to heaven. So after I die, I should go to heaven. I should fast here and feast over there. I'll control here, but when I go there, I'll have all the food, drinks, I'll have all the dancing girls. But that heaven is temporary. Heaven, you go, don't live forever. You live for whatever your karmas are there, and then you come back. So that is the second goal. The most important motive for doing charity is because may my God be pleased. And I'm doing it because it's the right thing to do. There's a place, organization that needs my help, I give help. Or there is an individual who needs help, I help. And I don't care about name, fame. Ultimately, the more important is that do I feel happy about the donation and does my Bhagwan feel happy? That is the main purpose of charity. So that is called Dravya Yajna. Then Tapo Yajna. Tapa Yajna is when I do, we'll come to that. Tapas is where I do austerity. Like I do fasting, Ekadashi, I do fasting or Janamashtami or Mahashivratri. But while I'm fasting, I should be thinking of God, not about food. Otherwise, people say, Are, aaj Ekadashi, I won't be able to eat till the evening, or I'll only eat one meal. The remaining three meals, they are thinking, instead of thinking of Bhagwan Shiva, they're thinking of food. So when I'm fasting, then that. Or any other, tapas I'm doing, I'm sitting for meditation, or all my idea should be that my tapas should be for God and my mind should be on God. Then there are other yajna, yoga yajna. Yoga yajna means, yoga means yuj or to unite. That's the word, yuj. So yoga means can be bhakti yoga. So when I'm all day, I should be thinking about God, about my Ishta Devta, chanting, doing all my work as an offering to Bhagwan. That's bhakti yoga. Then dhyana yoga. When I sit for meditation, then I should again, my meditation should be directed inward to progress and to progress internally. And when we meditate, we not only become more calm inside, but we become a better influence of society. I heard a story where there was this student who was attending meditation classes. So after 6 months, he goes to his teacher and he says, "Teacher, I have been coming to meditation for 6 months." He says, "Yeah." He says, "But something strange is happening to me." He said, "What?" He said, "My roommate, I used to dislike him completely. I hated him. And then slowly over 6 months, I seem to find I like so many things about him and I want to become like him now. What is happening to me?" Teacher says, "That is meditation. That is the best description of when I connect with God within and see God within, then I see God everywhere. And then if I'm hating somebody, I'm hating God." So that idea, so that is dhyana yajna. So that's what they say, that all our activity should be devoted towards God. And then swadhyaya jnana yajna. What is swadhyaya? Sva adhyaya. So one is reading this book, Bhagavad Gita. You know, we have commentaries on Bhagavad Gita in the office. You can get that. And if you just read two shlokas every evening at night before going to bed and read Swami Chinmayanandaji's commentary, I think you can show that what we have, Varshabhanya. This is available in the office. So if we read two shlokas every night in 1 year, 700 shlokas, you would have read the Bhagavad Gita. So every night sleep before sleeping, reading something good about religion, spirituality, or listening to some good talks. You know, on YouTube, we have what's called Chinmaya channel, where they have beautiful talks by various acharyas, swamijis throughout the world, you know, and they are posted there. So listening to some good talks, reading some good commentaries, that is swadhyaya. Swadhyaya also means swa-adhyaya, means studying myself. That at the end of the day, how did I do today? Was I a good person or was I not so good? Did I harm somebody or did I help somebody? What good did I do today or this week or this month? And also at the end of the year, on December 31st, look back that in this year, have I come closer to God or not? If I have progressed closer to God, then my life is useful. So every day, did I do some puja? Did I do some service? Did I do some study? And how am I progressing? So that is called swadhyaya. And then Swami Chinmayanandaji came with a idea of jnana yajna. What is jnana yajna? Jnana yajna. In fact, I was blessed that as a teenager, my mother used to take me to lectures by Swami Chinmayananda. And he would call his Bhagavad Gita yajna as jnana yajna. And he would do either one chapter. So over 2 or 3 weeks, every evening, there would be a 1.5 hour lecture. And I don't remember much, but my mother still used to take me every time. And, you know, something remains, you know, these samskaras remain. Listening to these Mahatmas, I was blessed. So jnana yajna means offering the knowledge, offering my ignorance in the fire of knowledge. Yajna is offering in the fire. So inner, my ignorance, I offer in the fire of knowledge. So Gurudev said, I am doing a jnana yajna where you can sacrifice your ignorance in the fire of knowledge. You can sacrifice your ego in the fire of God. So that is jnana yajna. And the more important thing is not to giving up things is easy. You know, you can, okay, do some charity, write a check. You know, that is easy. That is mama, mine. So I give up something of mine. But to give up aham, the giver, that I did so much, I helped so many people, I am so great. Giving up of aham is even more difficult. So that's what they say. More giving up mama is good, but more important is give up the ego, I, because the more I am there, the further I am from God. Kabir Das Ji says, we have heard it many times, Prem Gali Ati Sankri, Yame Dau Na Samaye, Jahan Hari Hai, Main Nahi, Jahan Main Hu, Hari Nahi. The path of love is so narrow that two people cannot be there. Either God is there or I am there. So give up the I If God is there, I am not there. If I am there, God is not there. So give up this aham. That is the biggest sacrifice. The biggest yajna is to give up this I, that I am somebody great. I do so much. Whatever I'm doing, Bhagwan has given me the abilities. Bhagwan has given me the money. Bhagwan has given me the opportunity to earn. So give up that I am the doer. Bhagwan alone is the doer. He is working through me. I am the instrument. Bhagwan says in the Bhagavad Gita, Nimitta Matram Bhava Savyasachin. O Arjuna, become an instrument. Be an instrument in my hand. Do not say I am the doer. So same way, when I am doing something, Bhagwan is doing through me, not I am doing. That attitude. And whether it can be anything, even cooking or cleaning, even that can be a service. Cooking, why say, why do I have to cook? No, Bhagwan has put me here to clean the house, to do the dishes. Every activity can become a service of Lord when I become his instrument. So here, Bhagwan has given us all these yajnas. It's like a shopping mall. You go to a mall, there's so many things to buy. So Bhagwan said, I've given you all these yajnas. Pick what you like and practice it well. So, and it doesn't have to be only one, but a few of them we can pick and make that our goal. As we said, pick a major and others will be minor. So now in shloka number 29, Bhagwan talks about pranayama, or the control of breath. Not only breath, but all five pranas. So number 29. Apane juhvati pranam. Prane panam tatha pare. प्राणापान गति रुद्ध्वा
प्राणायाम
प्राणायाम परायणाः टुगेदर अपाने जुह्वति प्राणम् प्राणे पानम् तथा परे प्राणापानगतिरुद्ध्वा प्राणायामपरायणाः. सो ना भगवान इज टेलिंग अस अबाउट प्राणायाम. प्राणायाम इज कंसिडर्ड कंट्रोल ऑफ ब्रेथ, बट ऑल फाइव प्राणस हैव टू बी कंट्रोल्ड. सो विल टॉक अबाउट दैट इन लिटिल मोर डिटेल. सो अपाने जुह्वती प्राणम, सो दे ऑफर प्राणा इन अपाना. Prana means intake, apana means excretion. So they offer intake into the excretion, and prane, apanam, tatha, apare, and others. So there are others who think pranayama is most important. Some people say that is the only way. You do pranayama and you don't need to do anything else. And if they are sincerely doing it, pranayama helps a lot to quieten the mind, to make you healthy. But this, we'll talk about that. So pranas, but there are five pranas, as we had talked in the beginning earlier also. One is the intake, prana. Excretion is apana. Samana is digestion. Vyana is circulation. And udana is at the time of death, the subtle body goes. That is udana. So there are five pranas. So some people control the in-breath in the out-breath, and some people control the out-breath in the in-breath. We'll talk about that. Prana, apana, gati, rudva. The movement of prana and apana, intake of breath and out of breath. Pranayama parayanaha. Parayanaha means the highest goal of their life is pranayama, which is okay. That's what is your purpose in life. But what is the purpose of pranayama? So they say that these pranas should be controlled. So what they mean is that when we breathe, it should not be just like that, but slow, careful breathing. When you breathe, breathe in slowly, then wait for a moment, and then breathe out like that. So you are regulating your pranas, and then your in in breath should be shorter, out breath should be longer, especially when we before we do meditation, we do this breath, you know, we do this anulom-vilom, where you breathe in and out through one, then in and out through the other, and then alternate. So all of these techniques, the simple breathing you can do, breathe in, hold, breathe out. But then there are special pranas called, you know, kapalabhati, you know, such bhastrika. Those should not be studied on your own. You should not just on YouTube just watch somebody doing it. It should be taught by a teacher. And one should learn how to regulate the prana, how to regulate the pranas. And what is the technique of pranayama? So they say there are four aspects to pranayama. One is intake, puraka. So when I breathe in, it's called puraka. Breathe in. Then there is kumbhaka. Kumbhaka means a pause. So I breathe in. Then kumbhaka means pot. So I'm holding the breath. And then rechaka, breathe out. And then again kumbhaka. So I breathe in, hold it. Breathe out, hold it. So breathing should be in four aspects, should not be just like that. And it should be regulated. So the more you regulate the breathing, the more your heart, your lungs are better. And especially in the morning, I try to do that. I just breathe, you know, do pranayama 5 times or 9 times here, 9 times there, and then 9 times alternate. You can do 5 times, 9 times. And that helps to quieten the mind for meditation, also helps to clear out, you know, because you've been sleeping and not breathing very well at night. So your lungs are cleared out. So that is the purpose of pranayama. And similarly, the other pranas also we should regulate our digestive system, our circulatory system. How do we do that? By eating healthy, you know, not overeating. Next week, we'll talk about food. And then circulation of my heart and lungs, I should keep healthy, you know, again, by eating well, exercising, doing all the right things. So regulating that, and then when you breathe, you will find that your mind becomes very quiet. So if you see somebody who is very agitated, who is very angry, then he's breathing fast. Because when they're angry, but as you become calmer, as you become more peaceful, then your mind becomes calmer. Your breathing also slows down. In fact, people who meditate on a regular basis, when your mind is so quiet in meditation, you're not even aware of your breathing. So, but if I have more anger, if I have more, you know, attachment, if I have more jealousy, if I'm unhappy, then my breathing is fast. Talking about anger and unhappy, so there was this couple, they were watching movie together on TV. And in the movie, the husband dies, you know. So the wife starts crying. So husband says, "Why are you crying? I am still here." She says, "That's why I'm crying." So regulating the mind and reducing my likes and dislikes. I don't like this person. I don't like this thing. But seeing God in everybody, seeing the divinity in everyone. So that is true pranayama. That is true control of the breath. Because through breathing, and also what we do is, as you're breathing, chant the name of the Lord. So breathe in, Om Namah Shivaya. So breathe in, Om, then pause, Namah Shivaya. Like that, Om Namah Shivaya. Or it can be Shri Krishna Sharanam Mama. So your breath should be accompanied by chanting the name of the Lord and thinking about the Lord and all that. So the more we do that, the more our breathing also becomes an offering to God. Otherwise, we think it's okay, 14 times a minute, you know, 60, whatever, 60 times and 60 minutes in an hour, 24 hours in a day. The breath is going on all the time and the heart is going on. But if with each breath, as whenever I remember, when I'm driving, not doing anything, just watching the road, As the breath goes in and out, chant the name of the Lord as I'm doing the dishes. Just chant Bhagwan's name with each breath, or when I'm doing the laundry, or when I'm doing the vacuum. Why do I have to do it? No, every activity becomes a service. And so slowly, what happens is the mind becomes quiet and I reduce this jivahood. Right now, I think I am this limited jiva, this. But the message of the Bhagavad Gita, the message of the Upanishads, of all the scriptures, is that you are not this ordinary jiva, you are divine. In fact, when people ask, what is the message of Bhagavad Gita, maybe I can ask, what do you think is the main message of Bhagavad Gita? Some people think karma karo, don't worry about the results. Some people, those are all good. But the main message of Bhagavad Gita is you are divine. Bhagavan says, I am in everybody's heart. I am in your heart. And I am your life principle, your consciousness. I am in everybody. So give up this idea that you are this useless individual. Think that you are that divine individual. So this, when people practice, then slowly their mind becomes connected with God. So that's what this shloka goes. So today we have studied different yajnas, how to control the senses, how to control the organs of action, connected to God within Atma Sam Yoga with knowledge, and then how the wealth and all the austerities, everything should be offered to Bhagwan. And I should constantly remember God, and I should do swadhyaya every evening. I should look back on my activities and do some reading, some self-study every night, either reading or listening to good talks on YouTube and all, instead of, just news and all. It's okay, news you should know, but before you go to bed, your mind should be filled with good thoughts, and I should be firm in my vratas, in my determination and breathing, how to breathe in the right way, Bhagwan taught us. So we'll end here. We have about 10 or 12 minutes for questions. If anybody has any questions, any comments, anything you would like to add. And also on Zoom, we'll do that. Give everybody an opportunity. Yeah, so everybody's there on gallery view and Zoom also. So anybody has any questions, comments, either in the audience here or on Zoom, please unmute and you can ask. Anything you would like to add or contribute or disagree, go ahead.
Well, not disagree, but this is my first one here, and I really find value, and I think I'm not going to miss any future ones, definitely.
Thank you. Thank you. He said that he you couldn't hear very well, but he said, let me unmute. And he said that it is his first time. He does has no questions, but he benefited a lot and he's planning not to miss any other week. So thank you for that. Any other questions, comments, anybody? Kerry, you have a question? You look like you're ready to ask.
I do have a question or a comment. I'm not sure. You said is about making your Bhagwan happy.
Can you speak a little louder?
Oh, okay. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, can you hear her?
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
You talked about your actions and making your Bhagwan happy. And maybe you could explain this to me because I think about, Bhagwan or who you really are is like, the mirror or the screen.
Yes.
And he doesn't have, he doesn't prefer one person over the other, or he doesn't prefer the saint over the thief. And I just wonder if you could explain that because it doesn't seem quite, I don't
Yes.
ex understand that.
So she's asking how, why do we say making my Bhagwan happy? See, Bhagwan says, Samoham Sarva Bhuteshu. Na me dveshosti na priya. I am the same to all. There is nobody I love more or nobody I hate. So that is what you said. पर ये भजंती तु माम भक्त्या मयि तेषु ते चाप्यहम. सो दोज हु कॉन्स्टेंटली रिमेंबर मी एंड डू माई वर्क दे आर विथ मी एंड आई एम विद दैम दे आर इन मी एंड आई एम इन दैम. So that is the idea. It's not that he, you know, he'll suddenly, if somebody is sinner, he will just condemn him. But the person will get punished by his own karmas. Bhagwan doesn't punish or does not bless. But if you constantly remember God, then Bhagwan says, you are with me and I am with you. It's like, you know, your parents say, you know, or your children, they have gone to college. If you remember them, then they are with you. If you don't remember, then you say, or like children, it's other way around. Parents, they hardly ever remember or they don't call. You say, "Arey, ye call nahi kar." But if the child calls you, don't you feel happy? You know, if the child calls you every week, if he doesn't call you for a month and all he wants is when his, you know, Zell, the money, that's all he remembers, then you say, "Arey, ye kaisa, what kind of kid is that?" So same way, if you remember Bhagwan only when you need something or want something, then God says, this person only needs me for what I can give him. So the idea is to, I should remember God, and then I am with God and God is with me. So that is what he means. And obviously, a parent would get pleased if the child called every week, right? If the child never calls or only calls when he needs, then the parent says, hey, what kind of child is that? So same way, we are all Bhagwan's children. The more we remember him, the happier he is, because he is with us and we are, and the happier we will be also. So that is the idea. It's not that he's a selfish God or he wants something from us. God is all complete. He's perfect. He does not need anything. He is the source of whatever I have. But for our own benefit, it is for our own benefit to remember God, to worship God, and also doing some regular prayers. If we are not doing every day some regular prayers, maybe in the morning if you have time before going to work, 4 to 5 minutes, but in the evening, try to take out some time and spend exclusively with God. Do some prayers, do some puja, do some offering, or other is meditation every morning, maybe 20 minutes, half an hour meditation. We do have guided meditation classes. I also have a video on meditation if you are interested. Those of you who want, I can send it to you. And then we have every Sunday 10:20 to 10:50 guided meditation. So meditation is my appointment with God or my exclusive time with God. So that is the purpose of meditation. Does that answer your question, Carrie, or you're not satisfied still?
Yes, yes. I was just, it seemed
a little
like it's
louder,
very,
they can't hear you.
Oh, it seems like it's a very Dvaita way of looking at
Dvaita,
God.
Yes.
It's a very Christian path to take.
Yeah. See, in Hinduism, they have, what do you call it? They account for all. If somebody wants to worship God as a form, separate is fine. But ultimately, the goal of this Bhagavad Gita is Advaita, where God and I are one. We are not separate. So in the beginning, you can start with Dvaita, but ultimately the highest knowledge, one is Dvaita, God and I are separate. Then second is Vishisht Advaita, where I am a part of God. God is like the sun and I am the little rays, you know. And the third is God and I are one. That's what Hanumanji says. He says, at the body level, I am your servant. At the mind level, I am part of you. At the level of Atma, you and I are one. So highest goal of spirituality is oneness. That is the highest goal. Okay, we'll end here with the closing prayers. And we'll continue. Yeah, so and we'll meet here next Sunday. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kashchit Dukha Bhag Bhave, Om Asato Ma Satgamaya, Tamaso Ma Jyotirgamaya, Mrityorma Amritam Gamaya. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. Thank you. Hari Om.